Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown. I'm Alex, and I'm here with my co-host Jordan to dive into S&P Global's first quarter 2026 results. This one's particularly interesting given the backdrop of geopolitical tensions and the company's aggressive AI push. Before we get started, I need to mention that this podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions. Jordan, S&P Global just reported some pretty solid numbers despite what CEO Martina Cheung called an incredibly volatile and dynamic operating environment. Walk us through the headline numbers.
Absolutely, Alex. These results really showcase the resilience of S&P Global's business model. They posted 10% revenue growth year over year, with 9% organic constant currency growth. What really caught my eye was the 14% jump in adjusted diluted EPS and 140 basis points of margin expansion on a trailing 12-month basis. That's impressive operating leverage.
And they returned $1 billion to shareholders through share repurchases alone, on top of dividends. But let's talk about the elephant in the room. This Iranian conflict that's been disrupting energy markets, how did that impact their different divisions?
Great question. The conflict created this interesting tale of two cities within S&P Global. On one hand, their energy division faced direct headwinds. They actually lowered their full-year guidance for that segment by a full percentage point to 4.5% to 6% organic growth. CEO Cheung mentioned that some Middle Eastern energy customers had facilities directly impacted, and supply chain disruptions are expected to persist through the second quarter. But here's what's fascinating. This volatility actually benefited other parts of the business. Their ratings division saw 13% revenue growth, partly driven by what they called hyperscaler issuance, basically big tech companies issuing debt for AI infrastructure investments.
That's a perfect segue into what I think is the real story here, S&P Global's AI transformation. Jordan, they're not just talking about using AI internally. They're fundamentally changing how customers access their data. Can you break down this strategy?
This is where it gets really interesting, Alex. S&P Global is essentially becoming an AI-native data company. They're making their data accessible through what they call Model Context Protocol, basically allowing customers to use S&P data directly within AI platforms like Claude and ChatGPT. The numbers they shared are eye-popping. API call volumes were 5x higher in first quarter versus just one quarter earlier, and doubled month over month from February to March alone. They now have over 300 customers either contracted or in trial periods for their AI-ready APIs.
And they're seeing real pricing power from this AI integration, right?
Exactly. This is where the monetization story gets compelling. During the quarter, two financial clients opted to pay 35% to 45% premium increases just to get their data in AI-ready formats. CFO Eric Aboff mentioned that customers using their AI solutions are showing much higher growth rates, 30% higher in market intelligence, and double the growth rate in energy compared to non-AI customers. One example really stood out to me. They had a buy-side client working with their Kensho AI team who liked their AI plugin so much that they canceled their existing provider and switched to S&P Global, even though it was 20% more expensive.
Let's talk about the guidance. They maintained most of their full-year outlook despite the geopolitical headwinds. What should investors expect for the rest of 2026?
S&P Global is sticking with their 6% to 8% organic constant currency revenue growth guidance at the consolidated level, and they're maintaining their margin expansion target of 50 to 75 basis points. The only change was that energy guidance I mentioned earlier. What's particularly interesting is their commentary on the second quarter. They expect market intelligence subscription revenue to accelerate, while ratings should remain strong but not accelerate further. Energy will likely see growth below their full-year guidance range in second quarter before reaccelerating in the second half.
One thing that caught my attention was their discussion of the upcoming mobility spinoff. This is the Carfax business, right? How does that factor into their capital allocation strategy?
Right. The mobility division, which includes Carfax, is still on track to be spun off mid-2026. They're planning to issue about $2 billion in debt at mobility, and those proceeds will come back to S&P Global for additional share repurchases and debt reduction. Speaking of capital allocation, they're getting more aggressive with buybacks. They're increasing their share repurchase target from 85% of adjusted free cash flow to at least 100%, roughly $4.5 billion for the year. Management clearly sees their current share price as attractive.
Let's wrap up with the big picture. What does this earnings report tell us about S&P Global's positioning going forward?
I think this report really demonstrates S&P Global's unique value proposition in an AI-driven world. While many companies are figuring out how AI might disrupt their business models, S&P Global is actively using AI to make their data more valuable and accessible. Their essential intelligence really lives up to its name. Customers are willing to pay significant premiums for AI-ready access to their data, and usage patterns suggest this is just the beginning. Even in a volatile geopolitical environment, their diversified business model is showing resilience. The energy headwinds are real, but they're largely external and temporary. The underlying AI transformation story seems to have much longer legs.
Any risks investors should keep in mind?
The obvious ones are continued geopolitical instability and potential recession risks. If the Iranian conflict drags on or escalates, it could impact not just energy, but also credit markets and equity valuations, which would hit their asset-linked fee businesses. There's also execution risk around the AI transition. They need to successfully monetize these usage increases and prove that customers will pay sustainably higher prices for AI-enhanced data access.
Jordan, before we sign off, our standard disclaimer?
Absolutely. Everything we've discussed today is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes only. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence before making any investment decisions.
S&P Global seems to be threading the needle between navigating near-term volatility and positioning for long-term AI-driven growth. Whether they can sustain these premium pricing levels and convert usage growth into revenue growth will be key to watch. That's a wrap on this episode of Beta Finch. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time for more AI-powered earnings analysis. That's all for today's earnings analysis. If you found this helpful, consider supporting Beta Finch on Patreon. Your support helps us upgrade our voices, cover more companies, and keep this show running. Visit patreon.com/betafinch to learn more. Thanks for listening.